sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olomngela ku Studio 7 yesonto mhla ka 5 uNhlangula 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lilahlekelwe izwe kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngoAlex Magayisa. Ube ngumuntu olwela amalungelo abantu ngendlela enkulu kakhulu.
Kusiqa mfundo Alex Magayisa akasekho.
Ubaba ube ngumuntu othuthukise ilizwe engaso umuntu okupolitics.
Bahlulukelwe abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwa-Isaac Mpofu obe ngumlobi olodumo.
Njengenkulumo leyo yento uyendantshela ukuthi uyafa sobe bethunjiwe ngathi qina ube yindoda ngiyabuya kusasa zokubona.
Kulabadabuka eZimbabwe abenziwa izigqili abavalelwe emigodini kwele South Africa. Salathulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Usukhitha mfundo Alex Magayisa obefundisa eKent University kweleBritane kaseko. Isihlobo sakhe umnumzana Levi Magayisa uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu kulandela ukubhubha kukaMagayisa obesaziwa ngokufundisa ezemthetho, ukuloba okujulileyo ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe lokulwela ilungelo likaZulu. UMagayisa ubhubhele esibhedlela seMagate. Akwaziwa ukuba ubehlutshwa yini. Umnumzana Evindlela Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu uthi eliZimbabwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu kulandela ukubhubha kukaMagayisa.
Lilahlekelwe izwe kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa ngoAlex Magayisa. Ube ngumuntu olwela amalungelo abantu ngendlela enkulu kakhulu, efuna ukuthi kube lenguquko elizweni engahambisani lobuyanga losizi lolu olukhona elizweni. Ngesingaye ngabe iZimbabwe iphezulu kakhulu ngokokufisa kwakhe, ngokokulwa kwakhe. Ngakho ke ubusiyakhala ngobuningi bethu, sikhalele ukuthi ngabe ube khona okweminyaka elandelayo kwaze kwafika lelo lizwe akade lilwela kangaka, ilizwe elikhululekileyo, ilizwe elilemsebenzi, ilizwe elilentuthuko, ilizwe elihlonipha umthetho lamalungelo abantu.
Ye, akusitshela ukuthi wena umazi njani uMoyi uMagayisa?
Ngimazi kakhulu Alex Magayisa, ungumuntu obelwela amalungelo abantu, umuntu obelwela ukuthi ilizwe likhululeke. Ngumuntu obetholakala endimeni yokukhulula ilizwe ngaphansi kobugqili elingene kulo kusuka 1980. Ngakho ke ubungeke uthi usebenza ngamalungelo abantu ungahlanganilaye emsebenzini, ungahlanganilaye empinile. Ungumuntu obesazakala kakhulu ebantwini abalwela amalungelo abantu, abalwela ukuthi kube lenguquko ekuphileni kwabantu. Ngakho ke ngiyamazi kakhulu, bengimazi kakhulu, ngisebenzelaye kakhulu. Hayi, kuyilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu emuntwini onjengaloyana. Ukusebenza kwakhe bekuthinta wonke umuntu, bekulithinta ilizwe, bekuthinta indlela abantu abacabanga ngayo ngomthetho langeze politiki, ukuze babone izinto ngendlela entsha. Ube ngumuntu ongakhathaliyo ukuthi abuye nomcabango omutsha abantu abangawujwayelanga, awubeke phambili athi kambe nxa singenza ngalindlela kungaba njani. Ube senza kahle kakhulu.
Kumele abantu bemkhumbule njani uMagayisa?
Indlela enhle yokuthi akhujule uMagayisa ukuthi lokho akade kulwela ukuthi ilizwe likhululeke, lihloniphe umthetho, ukuthi abantu bavikeleke, babe lemisebenzi, ilizwe lithuthuke, baqhubeke ngaleyo mpi bangadeli, bafuqe kuze kuthuthe, kungabi khona okumayo. Yiyo yodwa indlela yokuthi ahlonitshwe ekudluleni kwakhe emhlabeni. Asikukuthi nje abantu bamele bakhale kwazona lezi nsuku bese kusedlula, kumele bamkhumbule ngokuthi lelo lizwe akade lilwele likhululekileyo libe khona, libuswe ngendlela efaneleyo njalo, ehlonipha umthetho, ehlonipha iconstitution, ehlonipha amalungelo abantu, ilizwe elilemisebenzi, elilezibhedlela ezisebenzayo, elilezikole ezisebenzayo, elilemgwaqo engela amaphotholo, ilizwe elizaletha bonke abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe abasuka ngosizi bebaleka baphenduke bezekhaya bazohlala labantu ababo, bondla abantu ababo labazali kule misebenzi lakho konke okuyintuthuko elizweni.
Umnumzana Evindlela Ncube ulwela ilungelo likaZulu besixoxa laye ekobulawayo. Isikhuqa mfundo ongumlobi olodumo wengwalo zesindebele uIsaac Mpofu ubhubhele kobulawayo ngolwesihlanu unconywa ngemisebenzi yakhe yokuthuthukisa ulimi losiko lwamandebele. Kubika umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abanengi kakhulu kwabezemfundo namasiko esintu samandebele bahlulukelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukaMpofu. Indodakazi yakhe yokugcina unkosikazi Nokuthula Mpofu kayizwana ulandisa ngokubhubha kukayise.
Ubese kule obe mnyaka embalwa, ube lezifo ekade zisaziwa, kodwa ke ubaba ube ngumuntu oqinileyo. Iminyaka yonke le ube kunqoba, ubeke angene esibhedlela kodwa aphume. Okwamanje kukhanya kumqinisile silosizi. Okuyikho kakhulu khulu okwenze ukuthi ukhulu asichiye ukuthi ube le renal failure.
Uyaphambili uMampofu egcizelela ngemisebenzi emihle kayisa ayenzela uZulu.
Ubaba ube ngumuntu othuthukise ilizwe engasomuntu okupolitics. Ubekhona ku-education kakhulukhulu, ubambe isizwe efundisa abantu waze waphutsha eqeda eretire ube sengu-deputy secretary we-education. Ubaba ube ngumlobi, ubebhala amabhuku akade esetshenziswa lezikolo.
Umuyi usebenze kakhulu engumbalisi njalo engumphathi wezikolo ezijiyeneyo eZimbabwe njalo eloba lengwalo zakhe. Umnumzana Bonfes Ndimande owayesebenza kugatsha lukahulumende lwezokulima laye engunobhala yikwaqala kwazana lomunye uMpofu uncoma kakhulu okwenziwa nguMpofu.
Wakuba yi-deputy secretary ye-education wasihlangana emhlanganweni yama-committees yama-secretary lama-deputy secretaries so.
UMpofu ngutitsha omdala ufundise abantu abaningi akulaa mntu ongamaziyo njalo waziwa njengomuntu obe ngumlobi njalo lamasiko ewazi kakhulu ecwasisa izinto eziningi. Ya, ikholwa eliqinileyo elebrava njalo ube ngumntu othanda ukuhlabela ehlabela kuhle emagwayeni esaqinile. Ngithemba ukuthi kuzaba khona omunye ozathanda ukuloba, ozathanda njalo isinto esiqondane laye, asilobe ngendlela uMpofu asilobe ngayo.
Ngaphandle kokufundisa amasiko lokuloba ingwalo, uMpofu wayengumculi omkhulu njalo-ke emazi uNkulunkulu okwenza wathandwa ngabantu abaningi. Omunye obonga uMpofu ngokumfundisa ukucula ecaweni umntunzana Sam Sibanda.
Ngathi ngimaze kakhulu ngo-1977 kulu ngikudlane laye ngaleso sikhathi. Kube kuhle-ke ngoba ngingazane laye ekuhlabeleni. Mina ngibe ngithanda ukuhlabelela ngaqondana laye-ke nguye owayeyi-choir master yethu ye-Brethren in Christ. Izinto ezesintu eziningi, isintu kwakuphilwa kanjani, izinto zazihamba kanjani, ijaha nxa ngalikhula kufanele liphatheke kanjani, izinto bezazi kakhulu, silahlekelwe kakhulu kulokho.
UMpofu wathiwa ngunkosikazi wakhe eminyakeni emine eyadlulayo. Usemlandele njalo-ke ubhubhe ekhala ngomntanakhe ongumfana uNkanyiso. Wayehlala kwele Melika okuthiwa wagcina ukukhuluma laye eminyakeni elithumi lantathu 13 edlulileyo njalo kaziwa ukuthi ungabe. Umnumzana Stanley Mpofu umfowabo kamuyi udabuke kakhulu ngokushona kukaMpofu.
Silahlekelwe kakhulu. Lundoda ukuthi asazi ukuthi kumbe ebantwaneni ukuthi umntana uNkanyiso ungumuntu osele 13 years wacatsha ese-United States of America. Simazi ukuthi waya waphonga ukuhamba nje wayefundisa eNew York City, waphonga ukunyamalala ebalisa English khona ngani. Asimazi ukuthi ungaphi ngoba nguye umuntu sasicabangela ukuthi uzafuza yena selwa amankazana intokozo nokuthula.
UMpofu utshele uZulu isipho solwazi ngengwalo zakhe eziqoqela ezithi Wangithembisa lami akusoka lingenasici lelitsha elithi Sithini Sindebele. Ubese loba elinye wadlula engalethuleli uZulu. Ukhangelelwe ukubekwa eceleni kwenkosikazi yakhe eplazini lakhe elise-Warringham esiqintini semzingwane ngolwesithathu. Ngiyimele Studio 7, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kulabantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe okucatshangelwa ukuba bavalelwe emgodini eStilfontein kwele South Africa lapho basetshenziswa khona ngenkani. Omunye wabo uyenza umathe usanda kubhubha kuleyo ndawo. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lamapolisa. UNkosazana Sokoluhle Mathe, isihlobo sika Handsome, uthi
waphelelwe ngokwehlele omunye wabo.
Umuntu lo wayesithi uyababhadalela irent ebathengele lokudla, so imali mina wayifakayo kimi wafaka 600 kwa-akhawunti yami, yimali wayifakayo. So khona nantese ngimbuza mina uyenzi ukuthi ngoba uyenda inyanga zonke lezi ebephansi ngoba manje usesibhedlela yagula seriously, imali yakhe ikuphi? Wathi yena kasayazi imali le. Ngathi wayi manje uyenda simthumela komunye umuntu, kunguwe wona wabangenisayo. Wathi usekudeni, wasinikeza inamba zaloo baba, ubaba lo ngakhuluma laye, ngakhuluma noyenti. Ngithe ngikhuluma noyenti uyenda wanjela ukuthi uyafa, so bebethunjiwe. Ngathi qina ube yindoda, ngiyabuya kusasa nizokubona. Ngavukela emsebenzini ngesathaday ekuseni, ngafika ngachasisela abelungu bami ukuthi ngamtakathisa amadi ngambona, kodwa manje ukuthi awuyagula usesibhedlela. Ngacela basadinga imota le yasicharja 1.8 sakhona kuyena lindawo ngoba sidlula ama-tool gate ayi-2 ubuhambe umango nyanyana futhi. Sesifika esibhedlela ngoba safika ngabo-2 zilandu-3 khona lapho. Sesifika safika sabachasisela ngoba wayesemtshintshe isibongo uyenda ngakomadi, yena wayebhale yenza moyo yabo. So khona na safika sathi sidinga uyenza moyo, basilayela salapha adekhona. Sesifika sathola onensi basuka basichasisela ukuthi uyendile mazinjani. Ngase ngikhuluma ukuthi uyende umntakasisi wami, bathi ezefike lapha yini. Ngase ngisithi umuntu lo wayethunjiwe for inyanga ezingu-8 simdinga khona bemkhiphe izolo, sikhuluma laye ukuthi akulesi sibhedlela. So basebesithi umuntu lo uthone ngabo-11. Ngathi balamanga then sahlalahlala basinikeza iy'mpahla zakho. Umntakasisi wami kuthiwa nguDumi, wathi hayi mamncane impahla yizezikakanjakulo, nasi ibhubhe lakhe, nasi i-tshirt yakhe, nakama ingwane yakhe yikho. Sacela ukuthi sicela ukumbona ukuthi sibe show. Basibuza ukuthi nesibindi ngoba lingabantwana, nesibindi zokuthi limbone lo muntu ngoba ayishiye i-1. Data sizake sibone umuntu otshonile, but namhlanje sizaqala ngoba sokusehlele efamily. Isikhathi besivulela sigena samthola sibile nangu yena otshonile.
Pho manje lizaluphatha njani udaba lolu? Yenzani khona manje?
Manje silapha eSoweto lapha dehlala khona, kusahlangana imali but imali ayikahlangani, isashoda.
Unkosazana Sokolohle Mathe isihlobo sikamoyi uyenza Mathe uxoxa le-Studio 7 eseSoweto. Siphinde sixoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Bukhosi Ngwenya olomfowabo ogqilazwa emgodini le.
Umduduzi Moyo wabathatha wabasa kwenye indawo engumayini, umayini osewavalwa ongasebenzi. So labantu bafika bevalele lapho. Ubathethe nini? BekuwuNovember last year maye bathatha abafowethu wahamba nabo. So kuthe ma kuthi January ngaqala ukwenza ama-request oba wayemfonele umfana angitshela ukuthi no bafo ngisaphuma ngisawuzama impilo kwenye indawo. Ngicela ukuthi ma ungabe kukhona into ngabe ungasayiboni kahle ufonele naye inamba, kanti inamba yalo mlisa lowo bathethe. Ngithe ngoJanuary ngaqala ukwenza ama-requirements ukuthi kwenzakalani abafana bakho. Lo muntu waqala ukukhuluma izitori asitshele ukuthi hhayi abafana bayaphuma ninini, bayaphuma ninini. Uqalisa extenda inyanga athi hhayi bayaphuma next month, kwagcina sekungamaviki kwahamba kwaze kwafika kulesi sikhathi esikusona.
Ye, sizwe lapho sithi-ke ukhona omunye osetshonile, kuhambe njani njalo lo mna wakho ungaphi?
So lo oshonile uphume bamkhiphe kule i-Friday leya, kusho ukuthi ngizothi 2 weeks back nge-Friday. Uphume esegula, basifonele bashe ukuthi uphumile kodwa uyagula. Babe bese besitshelile ukuthi isibongo bambhalise ukuthi ngumoyo. Uma befika abantu kade beyile, bafike ngabo-2 bathole ukuthi sekashonile kuleso sibhedlela.
Singathi manje umna wakho-ke kuyagcina ngani?
Asazi mntababa, ebesizama nje ukuthi singathola usizo okungawukuthi maybe ma kungatholakala ukuthi le ndaba i-expose mhlawumbe i-government, umthetho ube involved, kuhambe maybe kuyoreidwa lo mayeni. Angazi ngandlela bani, kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ma sekusezandleni zabomthetho sebengakwazi ukuthi ikhona indlela i-answer mhlawumbe abangaza nayo.
Umnumzana Bukhosi Ngwenya ulomna wakhe uLonely ogqilazwa emgodini e-Stilfontein kule South Africa. Sizakuxoxa le ndoda eyahambisa abantu laba e-Stilfontein kusigaba sabatsha.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Siyangena kusigaba esilandelayo, sikhangele izwi lakwamanyamazwe ngamafutshane. ELiRussia lithi libhombe indawo ezijeneyo namhla eKyiv kwele Ukraine, lapho libhidlize khona izakhali ezathengwa ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abezindaba abe-Reuters ne-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokeli wakwele Russia uthi bazabhomba ngamandla nxa amazwe entshonalanga enika ele Ukraine izikhali. Kulabantu abafika amajumi amahlanu 50 abahlaselwe ngamalichacha babhubha ezendlini yokukhonzela uNkulunkulu eSt Francis Catholic Church esabelweni sesondo kule Nigeria. Wezamasiko, abanye abalotsholwa besakhula bathakazelela ukukhuphulwa kweminyaka yamankazana yokuthi baye emacansini besithi kwababambelela kakhulu empilweni ukwenda besakhula. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolo daba.
Unkosikazi Bianca Dube ngomunye wabathakazelela okwenziwe lidale le-Constitutional Court elikhuphe iminyaka yokuba amankazana aye emacansini isuka kwelitshumi lasithupha 16 isiya kwelitshumi lasishiyagalombili 18. Wayenda ele minyaka elitshumi lamane 14.
Mina ngazithwala ngile 15 years. Ngaba so ngisazange ngakwazi ukuhamba, ngakwazi ukubhala form 4-1 ngoba ngase ngizithwele. Abazali bami bahle bathi njani ngihambe ngiyenze yami, ngiyelungise yami imuli. And kwamphambanisa kakhulu ngoba akula imisebenzi engingakwanisa ukuyenza ikuba ngoski. Kumbe ukuthengisa amatamatisi engikwenzayo ikhathi esikuthengisa amatamatisi. Kharesi ngile 23 years, ngilabantwana abayi 3. Abantwana laba bafuna ukudla.
Uphinde wachasisa ubunzima abhekane labo.
Kuyaphambanisa kakhulu ngoba mina nginje ngangifuna ukuba ngu-teacher. But ngenxa yokuthi ngazithwala ngincane, ansazange ngakwazi ukuthi amaphupho amafezeke. Ngoba ngase ngile-responsibility lami, ngase ngomntwana omele ngimgcine, omele ngimncede ukuthi akhule abe ngumuntu laye.
Baningi abakusimo esifanayo abakhulume nomsakazo we-Studio 7 abethule okufanayo. Unkosikazi Plaxedis Moyo osebenza kunhlanganiso elilo amalungelo abomama eyemthonjeni Women's Forum uthi akulunganga ukwendisa abantwanyana.
Abantwana bebesendiswa bebancane. Kwesinye isikhathi umntwana eyabevele engakafikisi le-18, but ngenxa yokuthi kulo mthetho naloyo ukuthi ezilongo esedlule i-16 and above, ngihlukuluze kakhulu nxa sikhangela iindaba zemacansi.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumfundisi Ben Dlovu ohlala koBulawayo.
Ikakhulu amankazana, iningi labo kwiminyaka eqanjwayo babona silingana ukusuka kube nzima ukuthi abanye oba bazibambe bagcine bekukhombisa.
Osebenza nabantwana abashada bebancane unkosikazi Bongiwe Dube uthi kuningi okuhlupha amankazana ashada esakhula.
Inkinga ebangela ukushada kwabantwana besasebancane bengakafiki esigabeni kumbe ngithi ku-age elungileyo kumbe eqondileyo ukuthi bashade ibangelwa izinto eziningi abahlangana lazo emagumeni abo. Okunye kusuka kube imithetho ezinkonzweni ezehlulekeneyo.
Igqwetha elilwela ilungelo loluntu uMnumzana Machomana Ncube uthi ukulumthetho owawuphambana lesisekelo sombuso welizwe osuguquliwe isinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Uncube uthi idale lephalamende sekumele libumbe umthetho ozanqabela ukwenda kwabantwana abangamankazana. Uncube uthi amapolisa kumele abophe abaza kuphula umthetho.
Okwenzakeleyo ukuthi i-Constitutional Court has invalidated umthetho lo, i-criminal law obusehlisa i-definition yomntwana ukuthi ngole 16 and below, yathi akube ngole 18 and below. Oso kuzakwenzakala kusho ukuthi i-parliament sofuza ukuthi yebuyele iyehlala phansi ilungise kajalo umthetho ukwenzela ukuthi uhambelane nesinqumo se-Constitutional Court. Njalo kuzakwenzakala ukuthi umthetho lo uzakwenza ukuthi abaningi babotshwe labo abathanda ukuthi bathandane bayemacansini labantwana abangaphansi kwe-18 years.
Akwaziwa ukuba abantu bazalandela okuthulwe lidale le-Constitutional Court kumbe bazaqhubekela phambili belobola abantwana abangamankazana abasakhulayo. Ngimele e-Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Okwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Umtshumayeli walamhlanje ngomnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Esiliphathele khona namhlanje nako
Uthu David kumahubo 23 from verse 1. Uthu Jehova ngomalusi wami angiyikuswela lutho. Uthi uyangalusela emadlelweni aluhlaza. Noma ngihamba ethunzini lokufa angiyikwesaba lutho ngobunami. Wendlala itafula lampha ngobukho bezithazamo. Yini le eyayiyenza uDavid abe le-confidence? Yini le eyayisipha uDavid amazwi okuhubelela kamnandi uNkulunkulu wakhe? Yini obeyibonile uNkulunkulu wakhe? Yini ebimenza understand lo bekhuluma azizwe? One, uNkulunkulu ungumoya, akaxhumani lomqondo wethu. Umqondo usiphile ukuthi mawusebenzise siphile emhlabeni. Njengoba sibona ama-buildings akakhiwanga ngomoya, akho ngomqondo. Umqondo wasebenza, wakwenza iplani, umqondo. Unkulunkulu ngumoya, uxhumana nemimoya yethu. Unkulunkulu into ayibheke kithi yimimoya yethu. Singobani emoyeni yethu? Sonke sinemiqondo, but ubheke imimoya yethu, singobani emoyeni? Silawuphi umoya ngaphakathi kwethu? Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu olomoya o-strong. Ufuna umuntu olomoya olwayo, fighting spirit. Ulawuphi umoya uma ubhekane nesimo? Ulawuphi umoya uma bekuflathele bonke abangane bekulahle? Ulawuphi umoya mama uma indoda ikushiya ukudampa labantwana? Uyazibophela? Uyakhala ugiqike? Ulawuphi umoya? Unkulunkulu uma nathi through imimoya yethu, singobani emoyeni? Ulawuphi umoya baba uma uqusa umsebenzi? Ayikho into esiqabelayo, sinqotshelwa yimimoya yethu. Unkulunkulu uhamba labantu abelomoya strong, umoya olwayo, yiumoya ojabulisa uNkulunkulu. Othi uma indoda ikushiya namhlanje mama, uthi hamba bhuti, ubungangidizevi. Turn left, mina ngizothena right. Ukhona wami ozonithanda labantwana bami, ozonginakekela. Yiumoya ojabulisa umdali. Athi uma umsebenzi uphela, athi ngiyabonga, ubungisitela isikhathi. Khona umsebenzi wami, khona lapho ezoxhashwa khona. Vukuthinte tatama sivuyo maketha. Yumoya odonsa umdali. Umdali kadonswa umuntu onomoya olivila, umoya okhalayo, umoya oligwala. Hambe labantu abanomoya oligwala. Funa umuntu onomoya strong. Unkulunkulu kasenzile, uyasilekelela through imimoya yethu. Wabalekelela bephuma eGibhithe besiye ezweni eliyithembiso. Yiphi umoya ola ungaphakathi kwakho? Uma unomoya o-weak, Unkulunkulu kahambe nagwala. Umuntu onomoya strong akaboni ubukhulu benkinga, kodwa ubona ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu. Umuntu onomoya strong uthi uma kunzima abhekane nenkinga, afesane nayo, ayinqoba athi next. That is umoya odonsa umdali. Unkulunkulu kahambe nabantu abagivaphayo. Unkulunkulu ufuna umuntu onomoya strong. Simbona etshintsha uSawuli, eyindoda eyayibulala amakholwa. Unkulunkulu wahalela umoya wakhe, wathi lindoda uma ngayiphendula isebenzele umbuso womukhanya izaba powerful. Wamphendula, sibona uPaul o-powerful, sibona uPaul owenza into zenzeke. Unkulunkulu kaxhumane lathi ngomqondo, umqondo into yomhlaba, kodwa uxhumana lathi through imimoya yethu. Singobani emoyeni? Ulawuphi umoya kulelo khono kulo? Ulawuphi umoya kulobu bunzima okubo? Into ezokunqobela uma ulomoya o-strong, umoya olwayo, fighting spirit, iyona ezokunqobela. Sikhuleke sibone. Fihlakalo yezulu, fihlakalo ngcwele, wena mdali wakho konke. Siqinise mdali, sibe lo moya ojabulisa amazulu. Ngiyakhuleka sithi Zulu.
Sibonge ke ubaba uBusani Sibanda ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye njalo ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.
Sawa nkulu uNtungameli Nkomo, ungathinela kusasa. Wezemidlalo ubengadlalanga ebhentshini umqeqesha omenja weqembu le-Highlanders ngesikhathi linqoba eleHarare City namhla eBaberfield Stadium. Inhlelo lezindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usebhala lolu daba.
Baltimore yuze D. Oliveira Brito akazange aphathe iqembu layo lendazi njengalokho okwakhulunywa inkokheli yaleli qembu ekufikeni kwakhe ngolwesihlanu, kodwa ubebukele ehlezi labalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu. UJoel Luphahla nguye obeqeqetsha iqembu njalo utshayele ihlombe abafana bakhe ngokunqoba abakwenzileyo.
Bekungekho lula, sibuye kumdlalo lowo singani sine fresh i-team ayikawini esithowa and ukudlala singikhaya besifuna ukuthi sibe nesiqinisekelo sokuthi sinikeze abalandeli bethu i-3 points lezi abazifunayo. And ngaphandle kwe-3 points ngibona ngani kuletha bojosta ukuthi badlale, abantu bazibonele namhlanje ukuthi i-Highlanders konke lokhu kusenzakala nje besimelele nje two ukuthi sithole nje opportunity right. Namhlanje ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi abafana badlale kuhle.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwera uthi wenze kuhle uBrito ngokungahlali ebhentshini.
Ye umqeqeshi omutsha weHighlanders utshengise ubungcitshi lolwazi lwebhora ngenxa yokuthi uthe efika wathola iqembu iselikhochiwe ukuthi lidlale. Wazinika isikhathi sokubana ehlale phandle la ebukele njengaye babukele efunde kulokuthi ehlale ebhentshini. Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi hayi ngumuntu okwazi into ayafuna ukuyenza, njalo ngumuntu ofuna ukubakwazi into afuna ukuyithatha ukuthi ingabe iminjani.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla, iqembu leCapes United linqotshwe nge-3 kanyange leDynamo emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leWawa linqobe leNkezi Platinum nge-1 kanyange emdlalweni obusenkundleni ye-Ascot. Iqembu leTriangle linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange leChicken Inn eGibbo, ukuthi eleManyika Diamonds litshaye leTenex nge-1 kanyange enkundleni yeSakuva. Ngomgcibelo iqembu leBulawayo City libe nguchikilo Banqa 0-0 lele Black Rhinos, ele Rentals lalo libe nguchikilo Banqa 0-0 lele ZPC Kariba. Emdlalweni odlalwe ngolwesihlanu, iqembu leHada linqotshwe nge-1 kanyange leBulawayo Chiefs. Limpumela itshe iqembu leChicken Inn kuyilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelwe ngamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ngemva kwemidlalo elichumi lesikhombisa. Endaweni yesibili kule qembu leDynamo selile miklomelwe ngamachumi amathathu lane. Iqembu leHighlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yechumi lile miklomelwe ngamachumi amabili. Imidlalo yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League ayisoze ibe khona okwamaviki amabili alandelayo amaqembu ehlaba ikhefu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ngosithembile Mlotshwa-ke umama kano, siyabonga kakhulu. Singagqiba uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo. USikhulumfundo Alex Magayisa ngasekho. Badlulekelwa abantu kulandela ukubhubha kwa-Isaac Mpofu obengumlobi olodumo. Kulabo dabuka eZimbabwe abenziwa khona abenziwa izigqili abavalelwe emigodini kule South Africa lapho behluleka ukuphuma khona. Omunye wabo ubhubhe izolo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje olivalelisayo uGibbs Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.